Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Tips Over Tipples, the show where Louise and I sit down, have something to drink, and talk about places that we like to eat at and drink at in London. On today's episode, we'll talk about Calais, a Thai restaurant in Borough Market where you can expect to spend around 45 quid a head. So, Louise, it's Easter Monday, four big days for us, eating, cooking, drinking. Feeling pretty tired now. We're having a pretty chill one this evening, aren't we?
Yeah, we're having a chilled one. We've got our gut sodas. We're feeling restorative.
We're restorative. We're getting healthy. Prebiotics, it says on the can. I'm feeling good about myself. Thanks for this. Hip hop soda, for those who are interested. A lot of fun and very healthy. All right, let's get on with it. So Louise, first things first, elephant in the room. At the end of the last pod, I said we'd be talking about Mambo, a Malaysian restaurant in Clapton. But we're not talking about that, are we?
No, we're talking about, as you said in the intro, Calais.
Calais. And listener, this isn't because I meant to lie to you last episode. It's because unforeseen circumstances got in the way. As I mentioned, Mambo is impossible to get a booking at, but I managed to get one and I was super excited. We had our table ready to go for Easter Sunday. And then I get an email on Friday telling me that they flooded and therefore they're not open for the weekend. Devastating news. So still haven't got to go. We will be going at some stage, but we had to look for an alternative plan. Fortunately, we've been keen to hit up Calais for a while, haven't we?
Yes, I've had it on the radar for a while.
It's a sister restaurant to Somsar, who we've talked about before. Somsar's has a special place in our heart. We go there a lot. We absolutely love it. We love our Thai food. And yeah, we were very excited about trying this place. And also, I feel like there's a load of places in Borough Market that we like and also more places we want to try. So it's good to tick one off the list, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We've been to, you know, Padella. We've been to El Pastor, which are really great.
We've done Bancone as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've also done Elliot's, which is dotted around a few places, right? There's one in Hackney.
Oh, I didn't realise there were multiple of Elliot's.
At least two, if not three.
Right.
There's definitely an Elliot's in Borough Market. There's definitely the one in Hackney. We should probably be more research for these podcasts, shouldn't we, Louise? But we like Elliot's. Actually, I kind of liked when we went, but you've spoken highly of it before.
Yeah, I've been to the one in Hackney a couple of times and had some really good meals there, but then took Tom there and it was kind of a bit more average that time. I think with a lot of these small plates places, the menus change quite a lot. And yeah, just that night, it didn't quite hit it as much.
Yeah, I guess it's luck of the draw on the menu, isn't it, a little bit?
Yeah, potentially.
Elliot's is a small plates, modern European natural wine bar, isn't it? So they've gone for something really original in London. Well done, Elliot's. But I thought it was okay when we went.
so pitchy.
I'm sorry. I'm on a mission to make restaurants be a little bit more inventive. So far, none of them are listening to me. But anyway, yeah, so there's that. And then there's a few other places in Borough that we're really keen on, right?
Yeah, definitely keen to go to Akara.
Yeah, I think we've mentioned Akara before, right? Is that West African?
Yes, West African. And I think they also have Brazilian influence, interestingly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's also kind of small plates. They've got lots of spiced cocktails, which sound very intriguing. But as the listeners may know, Tom and I aren't amazing with spice. So I think it would be more of a difficult one for us.
Yeah, we'd give it a good go. And yeah, Calais's been just another of these restaurants that we've had our eye on. So we took the opportunity. Given it was Friday and I was having to replan, I was a bit worried we wouldn't be able to get a booking, but actually there was plenty of space, which was good. When we were there, it seemed fairly busy in the main dining areas, but we got a lunchtime booking with no hassle at all. So take from that what you will.
Yeah, very fortunate. It is quite a big space. There's sort of a couple of different levels of seating.
Yeah, and the toilets are up about 16 flights of stairs, so you'll eat a lot, but you'll also do a lot of exercise while you're there because the toilets are far away. So anyway, yeah, we arrived in Calais, which I think is how you pronounce it. I'm not entirely sure. And yeah, the outside is nice. They've got a few plants and trees out there and a few stools, kind of beach aesthetic, I guess, on the outside. And you walk in, wooden tables, tiled walls, exposed brick walls as well. And very nice. We got a table next to the window, which I was really happy about, actually, because They've got tables upstairs as well. There's not all that much space downstairs, is there?
No, not a huge amount of tables.
And then you walk upstairs and then there's more tables up there. And they still look nice in there, but I liked our nice spot by the window. And yeah, and we sat down and then our waiter came over straight away and he was an incredibly helpful waiter, wasn't he?
Yeah, the service here was really good and our waiter was so informative, kind of taking us through the menu. The classic, you know, this is how many dishes you should have, but also specifically calling out which dishes are very, very spicy, which dishes are quite spicy, and which don't have spice. So kind of really took us through that to figure out kind of which kinds of things we'd want.
Yeah, and what would work well together and stuff. I think he probably just gets so many of the same questions. He reeled off a real speech, didn't he, for about 45 seconds. But we felt very informed after that. So it was really good. There were four of us. And it was Easter Sunday, so we decided to start with a cocktail, didn't we?
Yes. I actually started with a mocktail.
Oh, you did, didn't you? How very healthy of you.
Yeah, it was really nice, actually. It had calamansi, which I've never heard of before, but I've since looked up, and it's a lime from the Philippines.
Oh, a lime from the Philippines. Okay.
It also had cucumber. So it was quite citrusy, quite fresh soda. It was really tasty.
Yeah, well, I went straight in for the harder stuff, didn't I? And yeah, their cocktails were interesting. It's a Thai restaurant. They all were very Thai inspired cocktails. There weren't any classic ones on there. And I love lemongrass. And there was a cocktail that was lemongrass and pandan rum milk punch. You initially gave me a funny. I ordered this, and you said, "Tom, you don't want that. You don't want milk in your cocktail," which was probably fair. But I hadn't really read the full name.
Yeah, you said, "Oh, there's no milk in there." I was like, yes, there is.
But then our great waiter let you know that it isn't normal milk, right? It was kind of a clarified pandan rum milk. So I don't even know what that means, but it wasn't like a milky cocktail at all.
No, when it came out, it was clear. It wasn't actually milky.
And it was really nice. It had lots of subtle Thai flavors, as we say, lots of lemongrass. It had the nice sweetness from the rum. I really liked that cocktail. I thought it was really, really tasty.
And our friends had some cocktails as well. They both had the coconut whiskey ginger, which had this roasted coconut washed whiskey, so a kind of toasted coconut flavour, and it came with ginger beer.
I didn't try that one, but I think you did. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, I liked it.
Okay, awesome. So those were cocktails we tried. Food-wise, the menu is designed to be shared, which is what we were expecting. It was good. We were four of us. We wanted to try as much of the menu as possible, and we were advised we should get kind of three of the small starters between us and then three or four larger dishes plus some sides, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess should we just start off by saying the food here was just bloody brilliant, wasn't it? We loved everything.
Yes, everything was incredible. I was so happy with it.
Yeah, it was really good. I was expecting it to be good because I've heard great reviews, and also anything associated with Somsar, I'm assuming, is going to be really good. But it definitely felt different to Somsar, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how. I don't know if they have like different regional differences in the styles of the restaurants, or if they have a particular different style, but I can't put my finger on it. Do you know?
Well, I don't actually know, no. But to me, this one felt more street. I felt like it was more street food vibes. That's kind of what I would take from this. It felt slightly less refined, maybe. I don't know. It felt less fancy.
Yeah, interesting. That could be true. I mean, our starters were definitely more street.
Yeah, maybe I'm just basing it on the fact that we got some stuff served on sticks. But yeah, it is different to Somsar. I think it's worth trying out even if you've done Somsar. So, should we talk through the starters?
Yes. So, first up, we'd heard about this, the crispy prawn heads with turmeric and garlic. Now, Tom is a prawn boy through and through, so he was very excited about this. I am, you know, a newer seafood person, so I wasn't like jumping for joy at eating just a straight prawn head or a whole prawn head, but it was really good because it was deep fried so much that it was just super, super crispy.
Yep, it was amazing. And Louise, you've had deep fried prawn heads before and you absolutely love them as well. Do you remember?
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
I mean, that was a 3 Michelin star restaurant in Girona, El Celler de Can Roca, to those who are interested. And that was by far my favourite dish at that restaurant. But anyway, I digress. They were really good here, weren't they? Really prawny flavour. They were so crunchy and crispy. And yeah, that garlic and chilli came through. And there was a few kind of Thai elements to it as well.
Yep. And you got a fair few of them. There were 8 prawn heads for the portion, which is good. Yeah, you got quite a few. So we got a couple of each.
Yeah, and I mean, even I probably wouldn't want to be having that many more prawn heads in a single sitting. So it was a nice little starter and quite cheap as well, right?
Mm, definitely. And then after that, we had the grilled mussel skewers, which sounds quite strange. Like, I never would have thought to put a mussel on a skewer.
Yeah.
But
bit of a faff.
Yeah, bit of a faff. Quite tiny as well.
Yeah.
There was probably 4 mussels on a single skewer. So you'd want to have at least 1 skewer per person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you order it, you get 2 skewers per portion, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I thought this was also bloody delicious. There was such a grilled flavor on it, which I loved.
Yeah. And they were really, they'd obviously been cooked in all this kind of marinade and this sauce and the barbecue. And so they were almost, yeah, like fudgy, right, in texture. It felt...
Yeah, I think they'd just been cooked really well because they weren't overcooked. They weren't tough. They were just really soft.
Yeah, really tasty. Yeah, and that's another of their famous dishes that people often talk about. So those were our starters, and we were pretty happy after those, weren't we?
Mm, yep.
And then we got on to the mains, and he, our waiter, did advise us, as we say, about which were really spicy. So we steered clear of them, right? He said he'd seen some people cry eating some of these dishes, and these were people that claimed they could handle spice. So we weren't going to prove.
No. We weren't going to try.
No. We left that be, and we looked for the slightly more mild ones. But there were definitely a fair few options there. We got the pork belly, which was Phuket style soy braised belly and ribs apparently, and this was a big recommendation from our waiter. Yeah, and it was kind of spiced with, I think, a bit of star anise, maybe a bit of clove. Really nice flavors, not overpowering. I love this. The pork belly was quite fatty, but it had obviously been cooked for so long that it really did melt in the mouth. How did you find the fat, Louise? I know you can sometimes be a bit overwhelmed by fat.
I can. For me, it was good because it was actually really soft because it had cooked for so long. And in terms of the ratio, it was still quite good. Like, I got a big fatty bit, but I still had lots of meat. And yeah, the fat was pretty soft and it had rendered. So I thought it was really delicious. I really liked the soy marinade. I thought it was all really tasty and those kind of spiced flavors coming through. The only thing for me was that it was quite small. There was kind of not even quite 4 pieces. I think everyone had like a portion of a piece each.
Yeah.
So sharing between 4 was not ideal.
Yeah, I really didn't get to try very much of it at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, the sauce was good to pour over the rice, but I would have liked more for that. It was, yeah, £13.50. Pork belly's pretty cheap. I think they could have given us a couple of extra chunks there, to be honest. So I guess that's one detractor. But it was a very tasty piece of food. What else did we get?
We also got the chicken bamboo skewer. We got 2 of those because they were kind of like a reasonable size, 2 together is sort of, you know, a good sized dish.
Yeah, and I think this is what? It was a chicken thigh, was it?
I think so, yeah.
That had been butterflied and stuck on a skewer.
Yeah, and it came with, I'd say, quite a kind of creamy, spiced
peanutty
marinade. Yeah, maybe peanutty.
It was at least satay adjacent, I'd say.
Yeah, satay adjacent is a very good descriptor.
Thank you.
But I really liked it. I just thought it was like really tasty, creamy, delicious.
And being done on the grill again, right?
Yeah.
So it had that nice flavor. Char. And yeah, it was absolutely delicious. And they were decent size. I really enjoyed that. And again, we weren't going to order that. And then our waiter kind of said, they're really good. You should get them. And he was right. So thank you, Mr. Waiter.
Mr. Waiter.
I'm assuming all waiters are called waiter, right?
Yeah. And we had a third main. Do you want to take him through it?
Yes. I think this was actually my favourite. Mm. It was a curry. It was a gatty curry. I don't quite know what gatty means, but it had bass, prawns and betel leaf in. It was a yellow curry. So it was really lemongrassy. It had lots of kaffir lime running through it. It wasn't too spicy, but it had a little bit of kick. Some nice, well-cooked pieces of fish and some prawns in there. And I love a yellow Thai curry, and it was just really, really nice. I love the kaffir and the lemongrass kind of elements of it. Overall, I just thought it was a really, really beautiful curry, and the sauce was great to pour over the rice that was remaining as well.
Mm, yeah, it was a lovely curry. It was kind of a lighter style of curry. The kind of sauce was kind of lighter, and because it was the seafood, so it was, I'd say, a nice, yeah.
Nice contrast
to some of the other dishes.
Yeah, a very watery sauce, wasn't it, as well? It wasn't too thick or anything.
And yeah, it was a bit more spicy than the other ones, but still manageable for us. That kind of warming spice to it. But yeah, absolutely delicious as well.
Yeah, really, really good. And then we got a couple of sides. So we shared a bowl of rice between two, and that was rice. Not much to comment on it. It was good. It was sticky. It was good rice. And then I'll let you talk about the other side we had, because I know you loved it.
Yep. This was the kale and herb fritters with fermented chili and cashew nuts. It was, sort of kale in this really light batter. I loved that it was really fresh. It had maybe lots of citrus on it. It kind of really packed a punch, but then the food itself was just kind of really light in texture. The batter on it was really light and tasty. And I loved the cashews with it and sort of had quite a subtle spice. But yeah, I loved it. It was just quite different to, any dishes I've had before, really.
Yeah. And that fermented chili on top, that was really nice. It did have that kind of spicy kick to it, but it also had some sweetness. I think they must have had some palm sugar in the sauce. There was lots of Thai flavors in that as well. I think it was a great dish. Quite hard to share between four, though, because these are really crispy things that you can't really cut in half and stuff. But otherwise, yeah, really, really delicious.
Yeah.
So those were all the kind of main meal dishes we had. And how do you think you were feeling fullness-wise after that?
After that, I was feeling good. I was feeling full, satisfied, not overly full, but I was very mindful of the fact that I'd seen a dessert I was desperate to try. So I was in the perfect position that I was satisfied but not too full so that I could get dessert.
Yeah, I think I agree. In the last few episodes, we've talked about coming out of our meals absolutely stuffed and unable to walk, basically. And that certainly wasn't the case on this meal. I think we ate enough, but I wasn't full to busting, which is probably what I should try and aim for more of the time. I did say, though, we're not sharing dessert. I wanted dessert to myself, just to make sure I was sufficiently full.
Yeah.
And the second we walked in, looked at the menu, and we saw it was on the dessert list, I knew we'd be ordering this, because you always go on about this, don't you?
Yeah. So when I've traveled through Thailand, I've had this loads of times. I absolutely love sticky rice with mango and coconut sauce. So mango sticky rice. It's delicious. I love it so much. I think we've had a similar thing at Somsa before, and it was so nice. So yeah, there was no chance I wasn't going to be trying this.
Yeah, and you've definitely got me into these as well, because I have never really been a big fan of rice pudding. I think I've just had really crap English versions of it before that haven't been particularly interesting. So I was a bit wary when you first kind of got me to try it, but I've loved it ever since.
Yeah, I mean, mango sticky rice is also different because it's not as if it's like a rice pudding. It's like sticky rice, which is a type of rice, and it's made in this way that's just so different to like a British rice pudding.
Absolutely. But just in my mind, I was like, you shouldn't have rice, which is something for a main course, in your dessert. And I've learned the error of my ways, Louise, but that was something it took me a while to get over. So yeah. Anyway, this is one of your favourite desserts in the world. You absolutely love it. What was this one like?
Yeah, this one was gorgeous. It's got beautiful presentation, so definitely
stunning.
Check out our Instagram to have a look at the photo of this. Yep, so at the bottom of the bowl, it had the sticky rice, which is kind of a classic sticky rice. It was really delicious. I think it had some pandan flavors there, which is kind of coconutty, vanilla-y. And then on top of that, there wasn't any fresh mango, but they'd made this mango custard, and it was using duck egg. It was this really rich, really delicious custard that had a really lovely mango flavor through it.
So clever, right? I'm gonna make custard, I'm gonna make it mango flavored, I'm gonna make it out of duck egg. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was so good. And then on top of it, there was this coconut sauce, this coconut cream, and it had that salty element, which for anyone who's had mango sticky rice, they'll know that there is this slight salty kind of element to it, which does counteract the sweetness, which I think works so well for this dish.
Yeah. And then they sprinkled some toasted rice on top, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly.
And that gave a really nice crunch. And they were almost caramelized, weren't they, those rice? It was beautiful.
Yeah, it gave it a nice crunch, a nice kind of toasty flavor.
Yeah, absolutely loved it. Where does that rank in your mango sticky rice experience, Louise?
Oh, it's so hard to compare. I mean, this was a lovely, bougie mango sticky rice. It was absolutely delicious. It was really rich. But, I mean, you can't compare it to sort of the mango sticky rice that you just have on the street corner in Chiang Mai.
Taking it back to the streets again,
Louise. Exactly, back to the streets.
fair enough. Well, I've not been to the Chiang Mai street, so I don't know. For me, this was definitely the best I've had. And it really did round the meal up well, didn't it? I think it might be the standout dish for me, which is very rare for the dessert to be the standout dish, but it was fantastic.
It was lovely. And I think it was a really nice portion. We had one per person. We weren't overly full. If you're super full, still order it. Just share it.
Power through, okay?
But it's not massive, so I mean, you know, I think you're kind of safe to have one per person.
Yes, well said, Louise.
And worth noting that one of our friends tried the other dessert that was offered at the time. It was this young coconut sorbet with Thai tea, caramel, and roasted peanut.
And that was quite nice as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was nice. That was kind of lighter because it doesn't have the rice. Nice sort of caramel with that.
But not as good as ours.
Yep, in our opinion.
There are other opinions out there. So, all in all, I think this is a massive recommendation from me, Louise. £45 a head. We had a cocktail, we had pudding each, and we had some really tasty food. I think it's well worth going to.
Yeah, I think it's good value. Really good value. So delicious.
Definitely adding it to my list of recommended Thais in London. Cool. Well, thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Join us again next week when we're going to be talking about Tofu Vegan, a restaurant in Islington that's meant to serve some of the best vegan food in all of London.